call the Monday, January 28th meeting of the House Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules to order. Good morning, members. Thanks so much for braving snow and ice in order to get here today. We actually just swore in the newest member of the legislature up in the chamber. Representative Cliff Bentz has just joined us just in time for the upcoming session. So our primary business today is to complete the work of forwarding LCs that have been drafted, and we now have all of the LCs in front of you for the introduction on February 4th. I'll just say a few words about that process and the process that we're going to be going through here today. Members will recall that at our previous meeting, which I believe was November 30th, we forwarded a number of requests, three of which are actually elections-related bills, and those are the first bills we'll be talking about today. On the first day of session, which is a week from today, this committee will convene for the purpose of bill introductions, and at that point, the ones that we're talking about today, as well as all other bills, will be introduced through the Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules. As members will recall, we also entertained a number of requests for drafts that came from the various policy committees. So a lot of the bill requests that we have will say by the Elections, Ethics, and Rules Committee at the request of, for instance, House Committee on Consumer Protection. And so you will see that on opening day, and we'll be getting things off and running very quickly. Today, members will see on the agenda several LCs, and I will be talking about them as we go in groups. The first ones that we'll talk about will be the elections-related bills that came from our committee. The second group will be a group of resolutions that have been agreed upon by leadership that commemorate various people who have passed away recently. The next group will be bills that came from the House Workforce Committee as a result of a hearing that they held on storm and weather-related emergency conditions. And finally, there will be one more LC that comes to us from the Consumer Protection Committee but was not ready in time for their meeting last week. So, without further ado, let's start with the first group, which are LC 69, LC 93, and LC 95. And the first LC, which is 69, members you should have in front of you. And do we want to start with the motion or just start with an explanation?
Definitely an explanation.
Okay. So, LC 69... is a request that comes from our committee, and I will just read a brief description of it. The Republican National Convention is being held this year, September 1st through 4th. That actually would be not within the current statutory timelines for there to be a Republican candidate for president on our ballot for the November election. So this LC, draft LC 69, allows the Secretary of State to file a statement with the county clerks no later than the 55th day before the election. That date, in this case, would be September 10th. With this extension, the Republican nominee will be printed in the voter's pamphlet. And this same conflict occurred back in the 2004 election cycle, and a similar bill was introduced and passed at that time to allow the extension to take place. So members, I see that we do have witnesses who would be prepared to talk about this if need be, but I think it's fairly straightforward and self-explanatory. And do we have a motion?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Berger.
I move we recommend LC 69 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session.
Representative Berger moves that we recommend LC 69 to be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. Members, is there any discussion? Yes, Representative Hunt.
I'm just noticing this communication from Jan Colma on behalf of the county clerks. I'm just wondering if we'd be wise to go ahead and request an amendment draft that would also give us, I assume, Madam Chair, you're planning to do a fuller hearing on the merits of it once we actually get into session. We might be wise to draft her basic concern is wanting to separate between the presidential nomination going to the 55th day before the election, but leaving the other offices still at the 61st day. Whereas the current draft we've got moves everything to the 55th day. So we might be wise to just request a draft amendment from LC that we can look at next week.
And thank you, Representative Hunt. And that's a good point, because after these LCs are introduced, then anything that changes to these or any others that have already moved to the chief clerk's desk will be done in the form of amendments. So we can certainly make that request. Further discussion? Yes, Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, I think we need to start out correct and repeat, as we did last time, that in voting for introduction, we are not voting favorably or unfavorably in terms of the merits of any of these bills.
Thank you, Representative Berger. That's a really good point. That, I think, has been the case in many committees that have passed similar motions. So I don't know that we'll need to say that every time, but I will say for the record that voting for motions for bill introductions shall not be interpreted as support for opposition to those bills or to any particular form of those bills. It's simply allowing these LC drafts to move forward to the chief clerk's desk for the purpose of introduction.
Thank you
for that clarification. And I think that I need to acknowledge that Representative Peter Buckley is on the phone so that he will be shown as voting or not objecting to any of these motions. Is there further discussion on the motion on LC 69? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, hearing none, it is so ordered. Next, we'll move on to LC 93. LC 93 is an idea which came from a member of our committee, Representative Thatcher. This deals with the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes baseball team. And you see the LC in front of you. Representative Berger, you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move we recommend LC 93 introduces a committee bill during the February 2008 session.
Representative Berger has moved that LC 93 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. Is there any discussion on the motion? Yes, Representative Thatcher.
Thank you. This is one of those resolutions that could not have been introduced in 2007 because it hadn't occurred yet. They had not been bestowed with that honor, national honor, brings honor to our state, I guess you could say. And since we're having a session in February, let's go ahead and honor them. It would be timely to do so.
Thank you, Representative Thatcher. Is there any further discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing and hearing none, it is so ordered. Next, we will entertain Legislative Concept 95. This is a draft which allows for initiative petitions to be withdrawn with the approval of all of their chief petitioners at any point up to the date that signatures are due on those petitions. We discussed this, members, at our previous hearing, and we have a draft in front of you. We will certainly have a hearing on this during the February session and have a chance to discuss it further, but we also could certainly discuss it at this point if there are any questions about it. Members? Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, I move we recommend LC 95 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 08 session.
Representative Berger moves that LC 95 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, as we are grouping these according to a certain structure, I think at this point I would like to sort of bring to the attention of the committee and the listening public that these were three bills that we just completed or were committee bills suggested by this committee, but there was a fourth, specifically amendments to Senate Bill 10 from last session that we are clearly not introducing as an LC draft. As most of you know, I have had an issue with some of the language in Senate Bill 10 and Had I understood that we were waiting for suggestions on that, I would have made a few. But as it happens, we seem to have dropped it for the February session. I hope that we will be taking it up again in the next session, because I think that when the rules are written and local government starts struggling with some of those things, I think that it will rise up as one of those issues that we should deal with.
Thank you, Representative Berger, for that comment. And I would just say, I think your point is well taken. Members might recall that at our previous hearing when we introduced this bill, it was a placeholder bill that was in part sitting there in response to litigation around Senate Bill 10. The only thing that, to my knowledge, has happened so far is that a temporary injunction that would have kept Senate Bill 10 from taking effect on its effective date was denied, and now that litigation is moving forward. So I think one reason that you're not seeing a draft today is because of the legal process, which is moving forward. So,
thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay, members, our next group of bills are LCs 105, 106, and 107. And Marjorie, are we able to do these as a group, or should we do separate motions on each one?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I think probably separate motions for everything.
Okay, so LC 105, and all three of these, as I mentioned earlier, are coming from different parts of the state and from different legislators who brought to leadership's attention people who had passed away recently, and it'll be an opportunity to discuss their lives and contributions to our state and to honor them in the way that we do. So the first one is Legislative Concept 105. This is a resolution that honors Lyle Swetland, who is a Lane County resident, original board member, founding board member of Lane Community College, and a president of the Central Labor Council in Lane County. And Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend LC 105 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session.
Representative Berger has moved that LC 105 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. Is there any discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The next is LC 106. This is a resolution honoring Scott Zimbrek, who's a former Corvallis City Councilor and has a remarkable set of achievements. Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, I move we recommend LC 106 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session.
Representative Berger moves that LC 106 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. And finally in this group, we have LC 107, which is a resolution honoring Doug Killen, the former mayor of the city of Albany. Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, I move we recommend LC 107 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session.
Representative Berger has moved that LC 107 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Next, we have LC 108, and this is the first of three legislative concepts that, as I said earlier, came from a day-long hearing about the horrendous impact to large parts of our state of the recent weather and storm damage. The first of these, LC 108, provides for an extension of time for insurance policyholders to comply with policy requirements during a disaster declaration. This LC has recently arrived hot off the presses from our capable legislative council folks who have been working overtime to get it done. And it should be in front of you. And Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, I move we recommend LC 108 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session.
Representative Berger has moved that we recommend LC 108 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. And members, is there any discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Next, we have LC 109. This is another bill dealing with the impact of storm and other conditions. This provides for, it actually gives the governor the authority to waive the one-week waiting period, which people have to go through when they apply for unemployment insurance benefits following a disaster declaration, and providing for those benefits to people who have been impacted by the storm damage. So this is LC 109. Representative Berger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we recommend LC 109 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session.
Representative Berger has moved that LC 109 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. Is there any discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And next we have LC 110, another bill that came to us from the Workforce Committee, and this bill establishes the Oregon Declared Emergency Relief Fund. Representative Berger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move we recommend LC 110 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session.
Representative Berger has moved that LC 110 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And finally, members, we have LC 77. LC 77 is part of the recommendations of a group dealing with mortgage lending. This is a concept that was requested through the Consumer Protection Committee. They met last week. This LC had not come back in time for that meeting, and that is why it is before us today. Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend LC 77 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session.
And Representative Berger has moved that LC 77 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. Is there any discussion? Yes, Representative Esquivel.
Couldn't stand it. We couldn't go through this without a question. I would like
we have to make the trip worth your while, right?
Right.
I hear it took you 10 hours to get here.
I would like to have Corey come up and maybe explain to us exactly what we're trying to achieve on this bill. I mean, I've read the bill, and I'm not sure exactly what we're trying to hook here.
Fair question, and we are being joined at the witness table by the Director of the Department of Consumer and Business Services, so please share your thoughts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And again, for the record, I'm Corey Streisinger, Director of the Department of Consumer and Business Services, and LC 77 is one of three concepts that came out of the work group that has been looking at mortgage lending issues, and it actually duplicates the bill that is on the Senate side dealing with loan originators and enhanced enforcement. Currently, loan originators are registered by us but are not independently licensed by us, and it will give us additional enforcement tools to be able to bar a individual loan originator who has engaged in wrongful conduct from the industry.
Follow-up.
Yes, follow-up.
Okay, now, maybe we're talking, but we're not communicating, because an originator is what to you?
The loan originator is the individual salesperson.
Okay, you're talking about the loan officer.
Correct.
Gotcha.
In our statutes, they're referred to as loan originators. They work for a mortgage broker or a mortgage banker who is licensed by us.
Thank you for that clarification. Does that answer your question, Representative Esquivel?
It does, and it does. It just brings up more questions, but, I mean, this isn't the venue to do that.
And let me just make it clear, and I will recognize other members as well, that we are going. There will be ample opportunity to hear these and the other proposals.
I can't wait.
We get into session next week, and I think I saw a hand to my left. Yes.
Yes.
Representative Thatcher.
Well, I was just looking at some of the bills that we've discussed in the past, and there's certain criteria that was set forth in the fall by the leadership, and one was that there's substantial consensus and that it's a pressing emergency issue and that the items be fully vetted. And, you know, I just look at this issue as pretty darn complex to be tackling in a February session. Just looking, harking back to the payday loan issue that took a full 6 months to even get to the point where we did at the end of session, and in passing a bill related to that. And I just think that this bill needs, this concept actually is inappropriate for a February, short February session.
Thank you for your comment, Representative Thatcher. I would just respond by saying I think if you stopped most people on the street in this or any other state, they would wholeheartedly disagree with you, though, that they would think that mortgage lending and the issues of foreclosure are very much at a crisis situation and something that ought to be dealt with by this legislature. I think that's going on all over the country. And Representative Hunt.
Maybe along those lines, before Corey leaves, if I could just ask a question. My understanding in what I'm reading and what I think I heard you say, that this is actually one of the three points of consensus from the mortgage lending work group, that there are lots of other issues, at least 9 other issues, that were not points of consensus, but that this was actually one of the three points of consensus among everybody who was around that table. Am I correct on that?
Madam Chair, Representative Hunt, that is correct, and I'm a little hampered by not having LC 77 in front of me, but my understanding is that it replicates one of the consensus concepts that came out of the work group.
Thank you very much for that clarification. Great point. Further discussion? Are there any other members who haven't already spoken? Yes, Representative Esquivel.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Corey and I sat down for an hour, and we went over some things that we aren't really approaching that are the real, real problem with mortgage lending. Servicers, secondary market, things of this nature. We really leave out the underwriter in this whole situation, yet they're the ones that approve this. But the one thing I think we all need to remember, when it comes to subprime lending, it is what we call B money. Subprime is high risk. We have about a 1.5 foreclosure rate right now. The sad part about it is we forget about the 98.5% people that have a house that wouldn't normally have a house. So let's keep that in mind as we proceed.
Thank you, Representative Esquivel. I will take that as discussion. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative...
We
have a motion before us. Ah, okay. And members, we have a motion that LC 77 be introduced as a committee bill during the February 2008 session. Is there objection to the motion? Representative Thatcher objects. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Esquivel?
Yay.
Representative Hunt?
Aye.
Representative Shields?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
No.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Buckley?
Aye.
Chair Mosebaum?
Aye. Motion carries. And that completes our agenda for today. Members, I will just remind you of a fact that I'm sure you're all well aware of, that our committee will be extremely busy, particularly at the beginning of session, and we are scheduled to meet. I believe our time slot is 8 a.m., and I believe our room is Hearing Room F. And as I have said to my capable Vice Chair, Representative Berger, she and I will be largely joined at the hip, particularly in the morning, since that room will be our room every morning, followed by the Revenue Committee in the same room. So you will know where to find us, at least. And members, if you have any thoughts for additional things that ought to be heard other than the particular bills, we are working on a work plan for any spare time that we may have. So please get me your thoughts and do so before next week. And with nothing further to come before us, thank you very much for getting here today, and we are adjourned. Thank you.